This poem is called The Tale of the Very First Monday. Once upon a time, before information ruled our minds, back when the world was simply defined between the metaphor and rhyme, there was only 3 days in existence of any consequence: yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Now, yesterday was long gone and wasn't even worth the bother, and tomorrow was always soon come and would eventually follow. So all that the people really focused on was today, the present, the here and now, the moment. This, of course, brought much annoyance to Father Time, for nobody really seemed to be concerned about him. And if there was one thing that Father Time loved, and that was being fussed over. So he stroked his beard in contemplation, and after several bouts of much frustration, he finally devised a cunning plan.
You know what will fix this, he said. More time. Yes, more time. That's what's required. I need more tomorrows and way more yesterdays to give the past some perspective and the future some range. Then and only then will the people listen to what I have to say.
So Father Time put out an advert in his local newspaper stating what he wanted, nothing too creative.
Days of the week required. All can apply. Must be 24 hours long.
Then he added a footnote.
No time wasters.
So after the usual tag teaming between sunshine and moonlight, only 7 days had actually applied. This left Father Time considerably uninspired, for none of these days were really too bright. First you had Friday, always shouting, dressed down and always rowdy. And Saturday liked to party harder than Father Time would allow him. Thursday seemed preoccupied, you know, impatient, almost as if she was waiting for something to be over. You could sense her anticipation. While Sunday was kind of lazy, usually slept like a baby, never spoke in absolutes, more a symphony of maybes. As for Wednesday and Tuesday, both of them were kind of goofy, but you couldn't really split them apart, kind of like Shaggy and Scooby. But it was quiet little Monday who caught Father Time's eye. He had a different style to the other guys, a more serious vibe. He was, I guess, more understated and carried around heavy weights. Always seemed to turn up too early and hang around too late. Father Time smiled and pulled little Monday aside. He said,
Monday, I'm going to need you to start the week and lead these other guys. Some may misunderstand you, and mark my words, very few are going to thank you. But every story needs a beginning. And that beginning, my friend, is you.
And that, my friends, is how Monday came to kick off the week. To be hated by all nations and cursed in all speech. And even though he never pretends to be the definition of fun, he knows that things can only get better once his job is done.